From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1078th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Don Gibson.
If I could see you just one time, my troubled mind. If I could hold you just one time, and then pretend that you're still mine. Lips that used to thrill me so, they now thrill someone else I know. Gone is the love that once was mine. Wish I could see you just one time. Oh, 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 I miss you so. Oh, I need you so. I give this heart of mine. If I could see you just one time. Turn back the pages and there I find that same old love that once was mine. Wish I could see you just one time. Oh, 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 I miss you so. Oh, I need you so. If I could see you just one time. Hey!
Don Gibson, the golden boy, and his new number, Just One Time. Well, welcome, Don. Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. Well, as usual, we've got a great show for the good folks, including such opera stars as Cousin Minnie Pearl, Archie Campbell, Chet Atkins, the Jordanaires, String Bean, Tommy Jackson and his fiddle, Ralph Sloan and all the Tennessee Travelers, and as our very special guest, those two great singers and entertainers, Ira and Charlie the Louvin Brothers.
Boys will be with us in a few minutes to sing one of their great numbers, but right now it's time we were entertained by that great thinker who once uttered these words of wisdom: some wives, they leave their husbands and take everything. Others just take everything but never leave.
Archie Campbell! Howdy, Don. How are you?
How you doing tonight, man?
Well,
you...
I feel tolerable well, considering my age and habits.
You sure do look dressed up tonight.
Ain't I dressed up? And I'll tell you, friends, from this day forward, I'm going to come out here dressed up every night like
right.
this.
Sure.
That blame tootin', I'll tell you. But I just bought this suit. It's a suit with two pair of breeches. And don't move it too far. This is a suit with two pair of breeches, but I'll never buy a suit with two pair of breeches again.
Well, why is that, Art?
This kind of weather, two pair of breeches is just too hot.
Yeah.
Burn the fella up. But you ever stop to think why we dress like we do?
No, I never did.
Dress to look good for the women. Thank you, honey. You dress for the women, that's right. Did you ever stop to think how that word women is spelt? W-O-M-E-N. Whoa, man. I'll tell you, boys, you fellas here tonight, you can't trust these women. You can kiss... That's right, brother. You can kiss your wife goodbye at the front door in the morning, and she'll run straight to the back door and kiss another man good morning. Ain't that right, friend?
That's right.
There's a man ought to know, because he's been working both doors. Now, you girls, you take me, and you can take me, too. Be surprised how easy it is. I went home about three nights ago, and my wife found a black hair on my coat. She started bawling. She says, "You've been going out with brunettes." I went home the next night, and she found a red hair on my coat. She started bawling again. She says, "Now you're going out with redheads." The next night I went home, she looked all over my coat and couldn't find a hair nowhere. She started bawling again. I said, "What is it this time?" She said, "Now it's worse than ever. You're going out with bald-headed women." I tell you, though, she is a fine woman, that wife of mine. She's got everything a man would want. Muscles, mustache. I'll tell you the truth, though. I love the ground her daddy struck oil on. I want to live to be 100 years old so I can just help her spend that money. And I went to the doctor yesterday, and I says, "Doc, how can I live to be 100 years old?" He said, "Well, don't smoke, don't drink, don't stay out late at night, and don't go out with the women." I said, "If I do that, will I live to be 100? He said, "No, but brother, it'll seem like it." You know, there's a lot of talk about this Marilyn Monroe out there in Hollywood, about what pretty lips she's got. But I have been told by people who should know that I have pretty lips myself. In fact, I've been told that I've got as pretty lips as Marilyn Monroe, and I believe it. Matter of fact, I'll put my lips up against hers anytime. But you know what? Clothes make the man. I was talking to Chet Atkins a while ago, and I said, "Chet?" He said, "How?" I said, "Chet, clothes make the man." He says, "No," I said, "it's not that that makes the man." He said, "It's talent and intelligence. That's what makes the man." But I'll tell you, friends, he's wrong. If you don't believe that clothes make the man, you just try walking down the street without any.
Thank you, Archie Campbell. Which brings us down to guest time on the show. So, Don Gibson, would you please introduce our guests, Ira and Charlie Lewis.
I'll be glad to, Grant, but Ira and Charlie don't need to be introduced. They've been knowing each other for a long time.
Well, I know what you mean there, Don. Ira and Charlie, welcome to the Grand Ole Opry, fellas. I understand you two are just about to take off on a real extended tour.
Yeah, that's right, Grant. It'll be about 3 months.
3 months? Yep. Boy, that sounds like it ought to set some sort of record.
All kidding aside, Ira and Charlie, I heard about this trip, and I want to wish you all the luck in the world. Just where will this trip take you, Ira?
Well, through the western, northwestern, and of the United States, and the biggest part of Canada, Don.
Boy, well, like Don said, I want to wish you all the success in the world, Ira. But now, how about singing us a song? And how about one you wrote yourselves, and one you recorded recently, "I See a Bridge"?
I see a bridge, a way to cross. Smart, I'm not strong. Many deeds I've done were wrong, and my heart is often free when troubles appear. But when the night is dark and long, oh, how peaceful is the dawn. I see a bridge, a way to cross. River of strife. When the valley of the storm is so dark, I lose my way. When the river is so wild, my courage fails. I see a bridge straight and wide, spanning all the raging tide. I see a bridge, a way to crawl all troubles and strife.
As I journey through this life, its days and its nights, I know that I must cross dark and lonely valleys, where at times the path is so dim I can hardly find my way. And great rivers of trials and tribulations will cross the narrow road that I feebly travel. But I will fear no danger, for I'm never alone nor forsaken. With faith I shall look up and see a bridge, There will always be a way provided for my escape.
When the valley I must walk is so dark, I'll lose my way. When the river is so wild, my courage will fail. I see a bridge straight and wide, spanning all the raging tide. I see a bridge no way to cross. All troubles and strife.
Troubles and
strife. Wonderful, Iron Charlie. Mighty pretty.
Grant, I just want to say that Iron Charlie's voices sure do blend together mighty nice, don't they?
Yeah, just like Prince Albert's smoking tobacco in your favorite pipe, Don.
Oh, now wait a minute, Grant. Can't a body say anything around here without you sounding off about Prince Albert?
Well, sometimes I guess just can't help myself, Don. PA is so good, and you know yourself that it's got that great flavor that pipe smokers and making men want.
Well, now that's right, Grant, but that's because PA is always so fresh. And it's crimp cut, so it packs right and smokes steady and cool. Rolls easy, too, and doesn't spill or dribble out the ends of a making cigarette.
Yes, no doubt about it, Don. Prince Albert is the answer to a smoking man's problem.
And so you try it, neighbors. Then you'll understand why we say the proof is in the puffing. And your own taste tells you why Prince Albert's got the flavor most favored in the USA.
Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Just nothing in the world like some good old-fashioned square dancing. And here to show us how it's done is Tommy Jackson and all the Tennessee Travelers, stepping high and handsome to the tune of Sally Gooden.
All right, yeah, down, 16 up, and left one foot on the other left, up four middle, up 14 middle, as you go, go. Need your gal and paddle here, don't need to go. All round, shake and down, let that take the floor. You need my new toy playing the bell.
Well, thank you, fellas and girls. Like Don said, there's nothing like a square dance to keep folks happy. And, of course, I personally am real fond of singing, especially when Don Gibson is on hand to give us one of the fine old hymns. And here he is with the help of the Jordanaires to sing that old familiar one, Coming Home.
I want
sing for you. And now it's a real pleasure to introduce to our next guest, entertainer, your friend and mine, Chet Atkins, playing a great tenor, April in Portugal. Yeah. Thank you, Chet. That was really fine. I don't know how we can top that performance unless we bring on that girl who thinks love is blind, but insists that marriage is a real eye-opener. The sweetheart of the Grand Ole Opry, who is headed to the Tennessee Ernie Ford Show June the 16th, Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Proud to be here. I was a little late getting here. I told some of the fellers back there, I said I was late because I had just come back from the beauty parlor. He said, too bad you didn't get waited on. They treat me so bad, but I do have a good time up here, and I just want to say that things are awful dry at Grinder Switch. Woo! We need a rain. It's so dry up there, it would take a community spit to settle the dust. It would. I went by Uncle Nabob's this morning, and I declare that old fella told me some of the wildest tales I ever heard. I said to Aunt Ambrosie after Uncle Nabob went on out to the barn, I said, you know, Aunt Ambrosie, I'm afeard Uncle's mind is beginning to wander. She said, well, don't worry, it's too weak to go very far. That old fella, he is telling me about how bad off he was. He's got laryngitis, and he can't call his hogs. And you know, he's one of the best hog callers around Hickman County there. And he said he worked out a deal where he'd beat on the side of a tree with a stick to call the hogs, but he had to quit that. Got so them woodpeckers was about to run them hogs to death. He's awful proud of his hog calling. He got a good chance to show it off last 4th of July. We had a picnic. And while the ladies was trying to get the lunch ready, the hogs got in the lunch. Oh, you talk about hog calling. You already heard the names Uncle Nabob call them hogs. But Uncle's telling me today about one time he worked in a hotel. He said he worked in a hotel as a desk clerk. Said one day, it was right after them electric razors started in, you know, and there was a fine-looking feller stepped up to the desk and says to Uncle Nabob, he says, do you have AC current here? Uncle Nabob said, no, sir, I don't believe there's nobody registered here by that name. I declare, he said it was a pretty good job. Said he really didn't mean to work there after he found out he'd made a little mistake. The only reason he said he went there was because some feller told him they had Venetian blondes in every room. Well, it took him 2 days to find out it is blinds. Well, anyway, I'll tell you. Said he had a nice room the 2 days he worked there, though. Said he had a room with adjoining. I said, adjoining what? He said, I don't know. I never could get the door open. Well, sir, I've got to go now. I'm on my way to Hollywood. As they said, I'm going to be on the Tennessee Ernie Ford Show with Charlie Weaver on June the 16th. So you watch your NBC channel and stick with us, will you? Thank you so much.
This is Don Gibson. You know the proof is in the puffin. Well, right now I'm fixing to sing you a little song about Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
In the puffin, in the puffin, in the puffin, and PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA. Oh, the proof is in the puffin, in the puffin, in the puffin, and PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA.
No truer words were ever sung. The proof is in the puffing, and you'll find that PA in your pipe means cool, comfortable smoking. So look for the bright red package of Prince Albert smoking tobacco. It's always fresh.
Now it's time we heard from Ira and Charlie Louvin once more, so here they are with the Jordanaires with another of their great numbers, I Wish It Had Been a Dream.
We were alone last night, pretending wrong is right. those words again. We were so close again. But it's easier to awake from a dream and cry than to walk away and say,
Charlie, and thanks for being our guest tonight.
Now it's time we heard from another of our opera notables, String Bean and Barnyard Banjo Picking. String, let them have it.
Come on, boys, make a little noise while the old folks sleeping. Come on down to the barnyard and let's have a little banjo picking. Coming and a chiller and a crying, the preacher did a coming and a chiller and a crying, with a preacher did a coming and a chiller and a crying, chickens running and the toenail flying, yes sir. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the Davy John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the Davy John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the Davy John. Farewell, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning, yes sir. Well, it's old Aunt Becky, won't you fill him up again? Well, it's old Aunt Becky, won't you fill him up again? Well, it's old Aunt Becky, won't you fill him up again? I ain't had a drink since I don't know when, yes sir. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the Davy John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the Davy John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the Davy John. Farewell, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning, yes sir. Well, come along, boys, make less noise while the old folks are sleeping. Come on down to the barnyard and just have a little banjo picking.
One and only Kentucky Wonder String Bean. And now time's getting mighty short, so if we can have just one last number from you, Don, we better get at it. So here he is, friends, our star, Don Gibson, and his latest, If I Could Stay Away Long Enough.
If I could stay away long enough, maybe I'll forget you. If I could stay away long enough, you'd just let me be. If I could get you out of my mind, another love I'd try to find. Live my life could stay away long enough, if you just let me be. 'Cause I know
time, neighbors, but before we go, I'd like to say how nice it was having you here with us tonight at the Grand Ole Opry. Next week, be sure to listen as Baron Young does the honors with Sonny James along as his guest. Now, this is Don Gibson saying thanks, and we'll be looking for you next week at the Grand Ole Opry!
Change to Camels. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for real smoking satisfaction. Have a real cigarette.
Have a Camel!
Start to really enjoy smoking again.
Broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.